NWB Mobile.
For NWB Mobile, KN4VWA Mobile.
Good afternoon, I guess I should say. How you doing, Steve?
I don't know. I am finally on my way home.
Me too. Just got out of the salt mine. Just turned off of Air Force Road, and it took me about 15 minutes to get to the house.
Oh, you are way ahead of me. I just come off of 14 at 85, and I just got off on the Burn Smith Parkway. And, boy, I tell you what, that's like a rat's nest down there. It's just too many ants on the anthill.
I have to commute Burn Guffler every day after I get to the yard up here, and man, it's 45 minutes and sometimes an hour, and if there's an accident or anything going on, it can be an hour and a half. It's crazy.
KB4CBA.
Oh, son, there went the neighborhood. Oh, me. Well, listen, we're gonna let poor old Dave in there for a minute. I'll tell you what, I was talking about him earlier to N0TR. I guess his ears were burning.
That was. Well, I just wanted to tell you, I'm down here at the sports club, and I got you on the input. Almost full quieting.
Wow, okay. Well, I'm telling you, Bo, this 857D I got is a master blaster.
Input too, Steve. I'm fixing to cross over 26.
Wow, that's great. Hey, that's great. Well, hey, you know I put in an 857D, and I've got it running on a ATAS 120, screwdriver antenna, and I'm gonna tell you something. I've been real happy with this rig. You know, it's full spread, all mode, from 80 meter down to 440.
I bail on you guys. Y'all have a good evening and be safe out there on the road. KB4CBA clear.
Hey, before you go, Dave, where are you?
I'm at the sports club on Congaree.
Well, I tell you what, you're just as quiet, clean as can be, isn't he?
There. Y'all have a good one, 73s. KB4CBA.
Okay, you try to behave, bud. Or at least just don't get caught. So we gonna get some rain in the house tonight?
KB4CBA signed W4 and WB. I don't think so. I think all the rain that's come through is all we're going to have. It was a few showers came through Pickens, and just as I was leaving Greenville today, and then I came up here, and it kind of fizzled out before it got to us up here in Spartanburg. So I don't know. It sure doesn't look like it.
Well, I tell you what. I'm headed down to Columbia tomorrow, and it's supposed to be about the same as today, but let me tell you, it's supposed to rain this weekend pretty steady.
Yeah, but our chances are supposed to increase, I believe, Thursday and Friday. I didn't even look at the weekend, though. I'll take it. We need it. I got just a few plants stuck in some pots and a few more in the ground, and they're struggling. I'm catching water off my downspouts and watering and stuff. Seems like we get a shower pop up north of us, and it'll come down and just fizzle out before it gets to us about every day.
Yeah. Now, what are you? What, about 3 miles south of me on New Cut?
Something like that, 3 or 4.
Well, boy, I tell you what, we've been getting a reasonable little shower. Well, I'd say every 3:30 evening, and been doing pretty good. Matter of fact, getting enough rain to where I'm having to cut too much grass.
Yeah, I cut mine yesterday. It was neat. Of course, I guess it had been. I think I did cut it last Monday, come think of it. So it was due. I cut mine about once a week.
Yeah, but see, you ain't got 8 acres.
Oh no, I got away from that. I used to have 2 acres when I lived in Pottersville before I came up here, and my mower wasn't that big. Sometimes it took me 4 hours to cut that because I had a lot of weed eating to do. Now I have probably about a half an acre. I own a little over an acre, but most of it's wooded, so I'm enjoying that, and I weed eat about once a month.
All my grass, all on one whack, I'm going to be on that 60-inch wide cut Cub Cadet commercial mower of mine. I got a ZTR commercial. I'm going to be on that thing for a minimum of 4.5 hours, and then I get to weed eat.
That's a lot of cutting. I'd like to have that much land, but I would hate to have to cut that much.
I cut it about every 2 weeks, but I'm going to tell you something. It's worth it to me because from New Cut Road out to my front door is about 1,600 feet. And if I want to step out there in my birthday suit and take a whiz, ain't nobody that knows and ain't nobody that cares. You know, I get to do whatever I want to out there.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it was where I grew up. That's kind of what I've sort of gotten back to. I like being out where it's private and quiet, so that's a good thing.
I already know how nice and quiet it is along New Cut. It's nice up here where we are.
It's a straight shot. I make like 2 turns, so it's not bad at all. And back when I was teaching, I used to teach in Greenville and Spartanburg, and man, I'd drive 100 miles a day because I had to go between campuses, and it would take me a lot of days. Well, I back up. A lot of days I would open the Greenville campus and close the Spartanburg campus. So that would mean I'd leave the house at 6:30 in the morning. It was 34 miles to the Greenville campus, and then I'd come back up to Spartanburg for an afternoon meeting and then close that campus at 10 o'clock, and those were some long days.
What did you teach?
I started teaching in 2001 at ECPI, and I taught electronics for 11 years. I was department head down there, and then they changed to a university, and I went to work for TD for just a little while in the IT department. And then when I came to Virginia College, I taught IT. I was the department head for IT for both the Greenville and Spartanburg campuses, and that was just, as my mom used to say, too much sugar for a nickel. But I taught up there until they went bankrupt in 2018, and that's when I started with the state.
Did you ever know a boy named Ryan Reese?
Where's he from?
He's from the Greenville area, but he did IT at one of those schools that was off of Pelham Road there. What was off of Pelham Road?
I can't remember what year we moved, but ECPI was over there on Brendan Way, kind of off of Pelham, sort of. I don't know if that would have been the same place. That would have been, oh my goodness, I think we moved around 2005 from over there to the frontage road. ECPI College of Technology, and then they changed and upped it to, they became ECPI University.
That was it. I'm trying to remember what the name of that school was, but it was a similar type of school.
Really scratched my head to come up with that one. KM4 VWA, W4 and WB for ID.
He does IT and remote computer work for, what's that, Ally Bank.
Well, it's pretty good working for a bank in the IT department. They're very, I know when I worked at TD, I just did the PC land side and dealt mostly with just laptops and desktops, and we did the apps and the hardware, and everything was very, as they used to say, siloed because the security is really tight, but it was a very good environment.
Yeah, he does all of his work from home.
It was sweet because we'd get off and then at quitting time, come home, eat supper, and then I'd watch TV while I did my PMs in the evening.
Yeah. At one time, I don't know if these classifications are still even applicable or not, but he was a MCSE level. I mean, he was a top level MCSE there for quite a while.
Hey, that's good. That's a good certification to have. That's very valuable. So you can get a pretty good paycheck out of that one.
Well, after a while you couldn't, back when things had topped out, about 08. But he finally got on with Ally, I think, Walmart Ally. And, hey, apparently he's doing real good with them.
Wrong on the input. I'm at 292 in New Cut.
Where I am, I'm on Hampton Road, and I'm fixing to come up on New Cut right now on Hampton.
Okay, well, you're just a few miles up the road then. You're not far. You're just over the hill.
Yeah, where are you?
Just crossed over 292. Hampton Road.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you. All right. No, I'm not. Hang on here a second. I'm down here at Holly Springs Road and Hampton Road. Yeah, Holly Springs Road and Hampton Road.
Okay, I'm pointed straight at you then. Yeah, you're gonna get home shortly after me. You ain't too far behind.
Lyman Elementary School, that new school they built down here. It's just down from, I believe it's. Let me look right here. It's D.R. Hill Middle School.
What one's that?
357 and 358 come together, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Right there at the Dollar General and the gas station and the fire department?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, under the water tower right now.
Okay. Well, I just turned on my road. I just turned on Blue Sky, headed down the hill.
All right. Well, listen, if you ain't careful, I'm going to pull up here and I'm going to hook up an antenna wire to that water tower. And I'm really going to blow you out.
That might be pretty resonant.
Yeah, boy, I tell you. Hook me up a 2,000-watt amplifier to that right there and run it up to the water tower.
EX on a vertical light size. Well, I'm destinated, Steve. I appreciate you sitting with me on the drive home. Made it pass a little quicker.
Well, anytime. Listen, what time do you go into work?
I go in, I work 4:10s, Tuesday through Friday, 7 to 5:30.
You're already at work whenever we get on there. I was going to say, why don't you join us in the morning? We kind of getting together a little breakfast club, 7:30 to about 8:15 or 8:30. Matter of fact, the phone was just on here with us, KB4CBA. He was in there this morning. W4NGU is in there. And me, trying to get a little drive time group together. So if you ever get up on there and you hear us in there at that time of the morning, jump in there with us.
I'll sure do it. I have a 2-meter rig in the van. That's the one I've talked on before. I'm in my truck now. But I've also got a portable at the shop. I monitor some. I hear you guys talk sometimes by music, working on something there. But if I have a chance, I'll sure jump in there. I usually get to, I leave Spartanburg around 6:45 and get to Greenville by about 7:30. So I'll probably catch you guys on the portable on the bench down there. I've got a little collinear I threw up on a little 5-watt portable. Seems to work pretty good. So I might give that a try.
You talking about a bad thing?
No, this one actually is a commercial Vertex. They were bought by Motorola recently, but it's a little 5-watt programmable. It's a little cheapy, but it's not quite as cheap as a Baofeng, but it's a Vertex, if you've ever heard of those.
Yeah, I have, and they're not bad radios. But you know why I keep buying the Baofeng?
Do you like them?
Well, let's just say they function. They serve a function. But they're so doggone cheap. If I'm out on my golf cart, out on my property somewhere, and I accidentally drop it and run over it with a golf cart, oh, well.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen some of those. I've never played with one. I've got a couple of old I can't recall the model number, but I've got a couple of Alinkos I got around here. I got a J-pole stuck up in the attic here at the house. And I don't get on it too often, but I've got it hooked to a dual-band Alinko. I can't remember the model number, though. But it's nice to have those to play with. Yeah, if they're that cheap, it ain't too bad if you mess one up.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I'd get right upset if I accidentally dropped one in the water from my boat if it was a Kenwood.
Yeah, those, they got a little more sweat equity in those, I guess. But, it's a lot of fun either way. Well, I'm going to jump out on you, Steve. Be safe for the rest of the way home, and it's good to talk to you, and hope to catch you again. I'll try to catch you guys maybe in the morning. I know I got to go to Oconee tomorrow, so I won't leave too terrible early. But 7:30, have a good evening, and we hope to catch you again soon. KN4VWA, W4NWB, clear.
KN4VWA. Have a good evening, bud. And listen, by the way, I'm going down to Columbia tomorrow. I'll be in the truck from about 9:15, 9:30 until about, until we hit about 11:30 down there in Columbia. So, hey, if you're out and about, holler at us.
In the van on the way to Oconee, so I'll be sure and plug it in. It's on a cigarette lighter plug, and I don't always remember, but I'll make it a point to tomorrow. We'll do it, Steve. See you soon. KN4VWA, W4NWB.
KN4VWA, clear.
W4NGU.
Oh, no. Now, there was the neighborhood right down the drain. Hey, bud.
Driving along here for the last half hour, and I had it on different frequency.
Hey, listen. Anybody can get a license, but you got to get a little experience. Now, we got to get you straightened out, boy.
I've heard some political news in the last 30 minutes that distressed me, but, that's life. We'll just have to beat them.
What now, Phil?
We have a running mate for the other side.
Let me guess. Kamala Harris.
The one you said couldn't run.
Michelle?
No, Kamala. You said there was a problem there and she wouldn't be able to run if they wouldn't choose her, but you were wrong.
Son, even her own side was saying that she should go for Attorney General, but her own side didn't even want her, so it's going to be Kamala Harris. Man, she just put a bullseye target on her back. Man, oh man, oh man. Listen, they gonna bring out the fact that she withheld evidence in a lot of court cases where people got life in prison, and I mean, oh, she's a dirty birdie.
It's gonna be fun. And a good many of the football conferences have called off no season this year. But I don't think that involves Clemson or USC yet.
Hey, SEC is still on, but ACC has called it. They're not playing this year.
Sports guy, but I've got some friends that will be whining big time.
Yeah, well, by my own choice, I will never watch another NFL football game. Talked about that the other day. You know why that is, right?
Yes, sir. Well, there's a lot of money on the line, I'll tell you.
Oh, VWA, it's all part of the plan to drive all these things that the United States and our culture have held close for so many years, tear them all down, destroy them, and, leave us with nothing. It's just, if people can't understand what's going on, it's the same identical thing that the Bolsheviks did in Russia.
So the Russians have got going on with that COVID vaccine. You think that's for real?
You're telling me that the Russians have come out and said they've got a vaccine?
You don't listen to the news, son.
That was on the last night's national news. Yeah, Putin has already given it to his daughter, supposedly, to prove it's safe.
Well, let's put it this way. Not me.
What did he tell you to do?
The top of my head ain't smooth for no reason at all. I'm hard-headed, and I ain't nobody going to get that far to tell me what I'm going to do with my body.
They've passed tons of generally accepted clinical trial kind of stuff to rush it, you know. It hadn't been thoroughly tested, but they claim they've got it and they're producing it.
Well, more power to them. But you know, here in the U.S., even the best, the absolute best flu vaccine that we've ever had was only 65% effective.
Of that. You know, I thought I had a problem with this antenna or cable or something because I just went through Landrum and I could barely copy the repeaters after I figured I was on the wrong channel and got over here and you guys were talking and I didn't jump in any earlier because I couldn't copy you, so I knew you couldn't copy me, but now it's clear, so I didn't know Landrum was a hole.
Yeah, there's a space down to Landrum there, right around the Hare and the Hound down near the railroad tracks. It's kind of like a little hole in there. It's a shadow.
Well, that's exactly where I was.
Yeah, I know that area very well. There's a matter of fact, there's a couple of shadows in there as you head back towards Tryon.
A few miles south on 26 before it cleared up good.
Oh, yeah, the coverage on anywhere on 26 for about a couple of miles north of Highway 292 exit into Inman. Beyond that point, it's going to be sketchy.
So, had a scan today, so I hope that reveals something they can work on.
Wait a minute. What kind of scan did you have?
CT.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, hey, that's progress, though. At least you got her in, and they decided that that's what they needed to do. What's she doing about her classes?
But students don't come till Monday, and stuff she's doing now, you know, getting your classroom ready and all that stuff. I said, baby, don't worry about how your classroom... whether you got the blackboard decorated, don't worry about that. But there were some other meetings and stuff they want them to be in to be ready for the kids, procedural kind of stuff that she can make up. They didn't even have to call in a substitute because there wasn't any no students there. So, you know, I wish all this happened a couple of weeks ago. She'd still be in the summer, but at least students haven't come back yet. So hopefully we'll have her in the pink of health by Monday.
Oh, bud, because I know she's been a little bit miserable, hadn't she?
She hadn't eaten anything in 11 days.
Oh, my. Well, now, like I said the other evening, did you check her for dehydration?
Yeah, she's in good shape there. She's had Sprite and broth. And she don't like bouillon cubes or any of that crap, so I've been opening a can of chicken noodle soup and putting a can and a half of water in it and giving her the broth and eating the noodles myself.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, at least she's getting something.
So, well, you can. You can actually go 45 days without eating, but who wants to? When I had some rental properties, I used to tell people that that paying your rent was more important than food. And, of course, they'd look at me crazy, and I was just trying to make a point. I said, yeah, you can freeze to death in 3 hours, but you can go 45 days without eating.
Yeah, that's as long as you get fluids.
Ridiculous, but you got to make a point.
Oh, yeah. But I've destinated here, and I'm going to I'm going to run on in the house and see what I can't get into. I already know what I'm going to have for supper, so I will let you go. And, hey, we're going to do the drive time in the morning?
I think so. But now, just so you'll know, every Thursday morning I have I have breakfast with somebody at 7:30 in Landrum at Bojangles. So I probably won't ever make the Thursday morning one, because it's 8:30 before I get on the road again.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, at least we'll get you for the 4 days of the week. Well, listen, I'll let you go. I'm going to jump off here. I'm going to run in the house and see what's going on, see if the dogs have tore the house down or anything like that. And I will talk to you later, bud. N4NGU, KN4BWA, I'm clear after your final.
Well, say hello to Harry. That's a good dog. If he was about 10 years younger, I'd put some serious cash on you for that dog. He and I get along.
There ain't that much money in the world. He's just a member of the family. That'd be like, well, I don't know. I mean, there might be enough money to buy my brother, but I ain't gonna sell my dog under any circumstances.
I don't want Scott. I want that dog.
Hey, I'll make you a bargain on Scott.
All right, Steve, we'll see you later. W4, never give up, clear.
Well, be that way, Phil. I was going to make you a real bargain on Scott, but you just can't get my dog. Have a good evening, bud. I hope Teresa's feeling better and everything works out on that CT. KN4BWA, clear.
Oscar 4, Foxtrot, November Oscar. Looking for a signal report. Monitoring. Oscar 4, Foxtrot, November Oscar. Monitoring.
The station looking for signal report. This is W4 Delta Foxtrot, W4DF. This is W4 Delta Foxtrot, W4DF, listen. K4OIM, K4 Oscar India Mike. This is Whiskey 4 Delta Foxtrot, W4DF.